Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But what we want to do is take time to do the wisdom moment. You know, every day we try to share the wisdom moment, and we read and share out of the book of Proverbs, and we select the chapter that corresponds with the day. And so since today is the first, Pat, of August, then we're actually going to be reading Proverbs chapter 1. So the wisdom moment for today in scripture is in Proverbs 1:7. Pat, the word says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Wow. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. You know what? Knowledge without the fear of the Lord is not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? That is dangerous, you know, because we know, and the Bible tells us, that knowledge puffs up, right?
All right.
And, you know, knowledge without a healthy fear is like, dude, that's not going to work out for you, you know, because you can get puffed up with pride. And you're setting yourself up for a huge fall, because it's not about just gathering knowledge and getting you know, information. Even when we're reading God's word, we're really reading for revelation. You know, we're reading, and ultimately we want the manifestation of whatever God revealed to us. We want it to be manifested in our lives, right? So it's not about gathering information, whether it be worldly knowledge or biblical knowledge, but it's about, you know, having a healthy fear of the Lord.
Right.
And you know you have a healthy fear of the Lord, Pat, when you have treasured the words out of his mouth more than your daily bread. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And man shall not live by bread alone.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so we need a healthy fear of the Lord. I don't know. I mean, someone asked, you know, well, how much fear of the Lord do you need? I'm still growing. I still need more. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Do you ever have enough?
Never.
I mean, you never have enough. I haven't got to that point yet, but I don't think you ever have enough. And so we want to think about that. We want to understand that, Pat, God's eyes are always on us. You know, Proverbs 15 says that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch over the wicked and the good. I mean, that alone, hello.
That helps
us out, right? You know, his eyes.
Yes, are always on us.
Are always on us.
That's right.
So we have a little help with the fear of the Lord, don't we?
Yeah.
We have a little.
If we don't forget, right?
Yeah, if we don't forget, you know, maybe we got, you know, put some eyes on our hands or something. I don't know. No, we just got to remember that, you know, God's watching.
That's right.
And if you're a believer, he's in you. So, I mean, he's there. He's present, you know.
Yeah,
you,
he's constantly talking.
You didn't leave him back home. You know what I mean? You know, he's there with you. And so the healthy fear of the Lord, Pat, also helps us to really, you know, be in check. Help us to be rightly related with God. It helps us to really understand that, you know, he's God. Hello. I'm not, you know, and I can't live a life independent of his word, of what he says, of what his expectations are. Pat, he's God. He's God.
Yeah.
You know, and it's his way, you know, it's his will, you know.
That's right.
And we're just happy to be here, right?
Yeah.
But he's a good God, you know, and healthy fear of the Lord is not, you know, we're not gnawing at our fingers and we're not, you know, knees knocking, although, you know, God can show up and that could happen, you know.
That's right.
You know,
all your faith.
You know, think about it. I mean, when men in the Bible have seen angels, what happens? I mean, angels,
they
fall to the ground, dude, and they're like, get up, get up, get up. If that what happens when you see angels, created beings, hello, I can only imagine, maybe not, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, oh my goodness, to be in his presence, you know, and to have that awe, you know, that reverential awe of God. We need that, Pat.
Yeah,
we so desperately need that. You know, I'm reminded of, you know, desperate for his glory. You know, when just shared that just the other day. Great. That it was awesome. I know that I'm leaking a little bit, but I know that was highlighted there on the VFN torch there. But what an awesome, just to be desperate for God, desperate for his glory. when you approach his glory, you better have a healthy fear of the Lord. May not work out good for you. So with that, Pat, you know, it says it's the beginning of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And in verse 1, you know, verse 1, chapter 1 of Proverbs, it really begins to tell us, you know, what Proverbs is all about. Okay? It says Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. And Proverbs is for attaining wisdom mm-hmm. and discipline, mm-hmm. for understanding words of insight. It's for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are expected. God wants us to grow in wisdom. These are healthy, normal expectations. You know, verse 4, for giving prudence to the simple mm-hmm. and knowledge and discretion to the young. You know, when I think about the simple and the young, you know, when I was a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. Mm-hmm. But when I became a man, mm-hmm. I put childish ways behind me. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And so God is wanting us to grow in the fear of the Lord and in wisdom and in knowledge in its proper context, in its proper relation. And verse 6 says, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm amazed as I've been reading Proverbs for many years. And I encourage you, you know, you want to be in the book of Proverbs.
Yes.
I mean, there's one chapter. It appears it worked out just this way. But there's a chapter.
I think it might have been a plan.
Yeah, I don't know. But it sounds good to me
that
there's one for each day. You know, and you can listen to this on your the scriptures on the phone maybe or on the mm-hmm. computer. But let you know, Greg often says, you know, let it wash over you. Let this wisdom grow in you. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of people, Pat, that have knowledge.
That's right.
You know, and how many times have you seen this? You know, and we can't be naive, church. But how many times have you seen someone because they're a doctor or here's an attorney, here's a lawyer, and granted, these people are smart in their profession, and they're a doctor, they know how to work on bodies, you know,
right.
or they're an attorney and they're very smart about the law. But when we start attributing wisdom and start seeking, you know, biblical guidance, you know, mm-hmm. God's guidance
right.
from someone just because we think they're intelligent. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're wise. No, wisdom is a proper application of knowledge.
That's right.
You know, you have to have sound judgment. When you read the book of Proverbs, you notice that there's a constant contrast between a man who is foolish and a man who is wise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, here's what fools do. Here's what a wise man does. Here's what a fool does. Says, this is what a wise man says. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. God, are you trying to tell me something? You know, I'm like, okay, I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to be a fool. What does your word say, God? You know,
right.
Because he's very clear. He says, but fools despise wisdom and knowledge. Think about that. Despise. It means like to distaste, to disgust, or disdain. And there comes a period in a person's life. And I mentioned this earlier. It's like, you know, it's time to put childish or foolish ways that God wants us to grow in wisdom and prudence so that we can begin to govern our lives accordingly. Mm-hmm. That we just don't make decisions just to make decisions, or we seek the Lord. See, that would be wise. You know, so, mm-hmm. you know, what's wisdom? You know, if you got to make a decision, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't fly off the head and make one. You don't take advice from someone who's not abiding. You know, if they're not reading the word of God, if they're not spending time with God daily, mm-hmm. what are they going to tell you in relation
That's
to
right.
God?
That's right.
In relation to how God feels about this particular situation. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to be a fool. You know, the Bible says that, you know, a fool says in his heart that there is no God, you know, and a fool doesn't appreciate the ways of God.
Right.
And if we don't have a healthy fear of the Lord, we are going to, you know, suffer greatly, I believe.
That's right.
You know, and I think that even our nation is starting to see that even now, you know, and even some parts of the church. And so, you know, today's wisdom moment and today's word is found in Proverbs 1:7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.